Brian, nice to get back. It seems like it's been quite a while since you guys have played at home.
Yeah, it has. Definitely nice to get back. Feels like we've been on the road for a long time, especially with the break, guys going away. So it's nice to be back in our own rink.
Do you feel where the challenges were of the first two games coming back for the break? Was there one having had a week off?
Yeah, I mean, and the last game we had in Dallas wasn't exactly our best, so... I think we were a little slow off the bat, just trying to get up to speed again. It's never easy having that long of a break and that long time off. So, I expected a bit like that. But the way we ended in Boston is a lot more the way we want to play.
What does a game like that do? Like, is there much talk about the way it finished off on a new day like today, or is the group moved past that already?
Yeah, I think we've kind of gotten ready for this next one, but I think we all know, without saying it, that that's the level we have to be at. Boston gave us a tough game, almost a playoff-like speed and kind of grittiness to it. So it took us a while to get up to speed, but I thought when we did, that was kind of back to our hockey.
I believe Columbus is the only team you guys didn't beat last year. What makes them a challenging game?
I think it's a bit tough when you play against teams you don't see a lot. I get used to playing teams in your division a ton, and you get used to the players and the style of play. It just takes that feel for it out. You don't really have a feel for it until you're on the ice against them. And it's like whoever can get up to speed and figure out the other team fastest has a better chance.
With Patrick for a while now, I think a lot of attention has been paid to the ebbs and flows of his games. Do you, as a vet and as a mate, say anything to him when he's going through like this?
Try and keep him positive. He's as you guys all know, he's pretty hard on himself, and I think he's his hardest critic. So when he's going through a drought, well, at least a drought for him, I think he's really hard on himself and can get pretty down himself. So just try to keep him positive. I mean, he's such a young player and a young kid. That's understandable that he goes through that sometimes.
It's common with a lot of really good players that they're their own harshest critic, but there's always kind of that tipping point where it can work against them. What are the signs of a player who's taken that too far?
I think like you said, almost every young player faces that. They want to go out and do well and score every night. And when that doesn't happen, you get squeezing the stick, you get negative, and that kind of creeps into other parts of your game. So I don't know the exact point, in which it kind of, gets to that point. But, like I said, for him, he's just so young and he's learning. I mean, we got a young team. You learn how to work through those. And you try to be there for him as best as you can and keep him positive.
We were all kind of writing about him right now, Brian. There's this great cause for concern. But how do you take that? Like, do you think that's maybe a little overblown? Or what is the reaction to a guy who's got 25 and still we
see it as a death? I mean, I think for a player, it seems way overblown. I mean, he had a month where he had 18 or 19 goals, and I think people expect that from him every month. And he's young and he's going to go through stretches where he's really hot and stretches where he's struggling to find a back of the net, and that's understandable. I mean, if he had months like he had, I mean, he'd have 100 goals every year. So it's definitely, I think people expect a lot out of him, and I think that's kind of where the pressure's coming from right now. But for him, we know what kind of player he is and what he's capable of, and he's still developing, so we're understandable.
Away from scoring, do you see him struggling though too?
I mean, it's not just him. I'm on a line with him. We've kind of given up a few goals the last couple of games, and it's something we talked about. We got to be better, in our own end as a line, and better on that side of the puck. And for some reason his name just gets thrown in there, but it's all five guys on the ice, and me included, have to be better.